Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon.
And this is
Only We Matter. The thinking, the heart behind clothing is different in this generation and younger, with millennials and younger. The reverence isn't there. The connection between me wearing a three-piece suit and reverence don't go together. That doesn't mean reverence to us. So if it's a matter of the heart, for us, our hearts, because God doesn't, three-piece suit doesn't necessarily mean reverence to him, right?
Right, agreed.
And so it must be people. What's reverence in my relationship with God?
Right.
And I think that's the core of what we can come down to between generations is that, the core of the heart here. And so what would it look like for millennials to dress reverently? Probably looks different than Gen Xers, your generation.
Yeah, probably. I think it would. I should state that to me, I just want to clarify, because I've talked about dressing down and sweats, and to me, if I were to see somebody come into church, I wouldn't think any less of them.
No.
I would still welcome them, and I would still be me. Mm-hmm. But when I talk about dress, it is about me and my relationship mm-hmm. with Jesus, and that I guess I think about it, you know, in a wedding.
Yeah.
I was going to say you don't wear jeans to a wedding. But you know what?
That's what these jeans are right here.
But some weddings are jeans. Mm-hmm. They do, with a really nice sukkot, thinking of men, because women typically would not wear jeans to a wedding. I know they're, even if it's a country wedding, they're going to wear cowboy boots and a dress.
Yeah.
Most likely, that's the assumption, right? But I think, I don't know, it's a really good topic.
Yeah.
Because it really is. I do believe it's about the posture of your heart.
Yeah.
But my husband and I, now he wears jeans, mm-hmm. dress jeans,
yeah.
with a jacket, like with a sport jacket or whatever.
Yeah.
And I sometimes will wear dress I keep saying dress jeans, but there are some blue jeans, that mm-hmm. look dressier than others.
Right, closer to a dress pant.
More, yeah, and that's probably more reflective of my age,
mm-hmm. well,
perhaps, mm-hmm. Or...
I'm sure my generation knows when you buy a pair of holy jeans.
Yeah.
They're not holier. No, I mean, they're not dressier.
Right.
I think that way. I have my dark jeans and my light jeans, and I need to make sure I always have a balance in my drawer.
Right.
Right.
Yes. See, that's exactly how I feel. I have to have a balance.
So maybe I'm just old.
No, I don't think so. But I think this is a really good conversation. And I think this is something that we need to circle back with somebody who is 20 years or 15 years younger than us and get their perspective on church
fashion. And what does it mean to dress
fashion.
Reverently for the Lord?
Yeah. So I think we need to do that.
Cool.
I think we need to find someone that would
be one of our questions for that guest.
Yeah.
Because we plan on having guests.
We do. We want guests,
actually. So we're hunting them down right now.
We are. We're in the process of doing
that. And we're pretty excited. We've talked with some people.
We want to get somebody that's older.
A next generation.
On either side.
That's what we're doing.
And so.
Because we're neighbor generations.
We are. And so
which is
some things.
Kind of funny to think about.
Well, it is when you say neighbor generations.
I know. Feels like we're peers all of a sudden.
Yeah. And I think we are, I feel like we're peers, you and I, in some regard.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's so interesting when we have this talk about church fashion,
mm-hmm.
I feel all of the sudden that's where I feel the generational gap.
Yes.
For me, personally.
Right, wow.
Because I don't feel a generational gap in general. I feel like not with my neighbor generation. with the millennials. I don't. I feel like there's, I'm still crossing over. There's still some crossover for me. I'm still young thinking in a lot of ways. I'm still somewhat trendy, but still hold to my own style. When we start talking about something like that, it's actually very thought-provoking for me because I didn't think that I had a generational gap. It's actually quite, it's quite an epiphany for me, to just think about, I didn't think there was a generational divide at all. And so this is very enlightening to me. It's actually, again, I'm speechless.
Well, and I think it's really good because one of our goals is to answer, is be able to answer generational problems or issues. And maybe the problems that we don't even know that exist. Like we don't realize we have a gap, right? It's just been that thing of, oh, why does that generation dress like that? Or, you know, whereas I think what we learn here with this conversation is that reverence, dressing reverently is a matter of the heart and what that looks like. For me, it's like, oh, I can learn that because it's been a beef for me too, right? Because I felt that pressure even as a young pastor. To dress a certain way. And so I'm a rebellious pastor in that regard as well at times, to prove a point. I don't know.
You can hear the battle within me, which is fine.
But I think for me, the learning today in this from even your generation is realizing, I think there is something to dressing reverently. And I think for my generation or maybe even younger is like, what does that look like? Is to ask that question. What does it mean for my heart to line up with how I dress before the Lord for certain events and things? It's really good.
Because I truly believe it is about the posture of the heart. But there does come the influence of how you're brought up and your culture at the time and how you bring that forward. And then teaching, right? Teaching others, our kids. What does that look like? Oh, that's great. Well, thanks, Brandon.
Thank you.
I always learn something when I'm talking with you.
We do, don't we?
Yeah.
That's why we talk.
Yeah. We're pliable. We're teachable.
We're good. That's important.
It is. Yeah, that's... because, you know, I'm not sure that I use those words... And I feel like they're trendy words, but I don't know. I think that's also, I don't know if the other generations get what that means to have a pliable heart. You know, a teachable heart, a heart that's willing to be molded and melded. And do they want to be?
And I think that spans generations. Because I think that that's something of the human condition.
Are you willing to learn? Are you willing to be humble and say, yeah, I had no idea that I actually had that generational gap in me or my generational thinking?
And hopefully that's what this does for listeners is to
I hope so.
Be able to examine like, oh yeah, that's a thing for me. I should examine that. And see if that's appropriate or if, you know, biblical. Or whatever, the matter of the heart stuff. Is it a heart matter or is it something surface matter that I need to dig in deeper here? And that's really helpful, I think. Thanks for listening to today's episode.
That's been Only We Matter with Jacqueline and Brandon. You can find us on iTunes, Instagram, Facebook,
Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music.
Yeah, we are all over the place. So we look forward to hearing from you. And go out and have a great day.